Thank you very much, Greg. I am so happy to be backstage with our soloist, Peter Richard Conte. Peter, congratulations on a striking and beautiful performance.
Thank you very much. It's such a great piece.
And this concerto is said to be a result of Francis Poulenc's religious reawakening. Do you hear that reflected in this piece?
Yeah, I do. I mean, most of his music prior to this was more lighthearted, I think. And this piece, I think he described it himself as Poulenc on the way to a cloister. And it really has that, it's a religious flavor, if you will. There's harkbacks to Bach and Buxtehude even. Poulenc didn't write any organ music until this point. And so he studied the works of Bach. And you can really hear, especially in the very opening of this piece, there is almost a direct quote from Bach's famous Fantasia in G minor. It's a very striking resemblance there.
And the orchestration's so unusual with just strings and timpani with the organ. How does that work from your standpoint as an organist?
You don't need to use a whole lot of organ because it's really a chamber piece. And so you can explore the quieter sounds of the instrument. Of course, there are moments that you can let it open up, but it's really fun to explore the quieter solo voices in the instrument.
Let's imagine something for a moment, just for our listeners. You are the organist for the famous and fabled Wanamaker organ at the Grand Court at Macy's. Let's imagine that you are playing this concerto there, and you're bringing strings and timpani to Macy's. How would the sound be different on the Wanamaker organ compared to the Fred J. Cooper Memorial organ you play today at the Kimmel Center?
That's a good question. That organ at the store is a real American symphonic instrument. So it has a wealth of string-like tone. And so I'm able to there to really almost match the orchestral string tone with organ string tone. Not so much here, but you can still do it in a certain reduced way. But there's just a lot, it's a bigger palette to choose from at the Wanamaker. This is such an amazing organ, though, here at the Kimmel Center. I mean, it's wonderful to play it always.
Did that require a lot of work in terms of registering the instrument?
It did, yeah. This is probably 10, 12 hours of just registrations to set this piece up. It's only a 20-minute piece, but it took about 10 hours of registration because I'm very particular about finding just the right balance and just the right colors. I'm never quite satisfied, so I go back and forth and tweak things constantly.
Are you satisfied now?
I am, and I thought this is such a fun piece to play, especially with this amazing orchestra.
It really is terrific to listen to and also to see. Today's concert involves a dramatization with actors playing Albert Barnes and Leopold Stokowski. Does this setting inform your performance at the organ, or do you kind of ignore that and keep the musical portion separate from what's going on stage?
No, I found this absolutely fascinating. Last week we did, Debussy, Lemaire, and Sunken Cathedral. I find the way this play, if you will, is written is very, very instructional and inspirational, too. I was up there actually really enjoying the actual play. So it does inform and inspire, too.
And does it add to the emotion of your performance?
Absolutely. I mean, it's such a neat idea to bring in this whole other, you know, actually actors on stage. You don't usually see that in an orchestral performance. So it was really a lot of fun.
Speaking of the Wanamaker organ, as we were earlier, you play twice daily recitals at Macy's Grand Court on that huge instrument, 6 days a week. What's the key to keeping up such a rigorous schedule?
I play a lot of tennis. I try to sleep whenever I can at night, although it's hard, your brain goes very quickly, you know. But I do play tennis quite regularly, and that helps keep my energy up, which is important, as you mentioned.
So physical exercise really helps your exercise at the organ.
It does, because you're doing a calisthenic workout when you're playing the organ, especially with a piece like this. And so the physical activity, you know, hitting tennis balls across the court does help.
Well, thank you so much, Peter. It was wonderful speaking with you. And again, congratulations.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.